I think we can all relate to having certain albums that played a really pivotal role in a certain time in our lives. I especially have so many of these, and I've been thinking about these albums lately and reminiscing on them. And there are so many albums where I listen to them and I sit there and I think to myself, I wish I could go back in time and listen to this for the first time again. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. My name is Fiona. I am your girly girl guide to the world of punk, rock, and everything in between. And today we are talking about some albums that I wish I could go back and listen to for the first time again. These are albums that have really shaped me and my music taste and that have some very special places in my heart. So I want to go down the list of some of my top albums that mean the world to me and talk about the first time I heard these albums and just why I wish I can have that like first listen high all over again. Anyway, I just kind of want to get into it. We have a lot of grounds to cover, a lot of albums to talk about, and we are starting off with an album that if you have been to my channel before or my podcast before, you definitely know an album that has a very special place in my heart because it's the first album I think I ever really talked about on this channel. And that is none other than American Idiot by Green Day. Okay. And I know some people are going to say in the comments that Green Day isn't punk, but this album shaped me as a person and as a music lover. I don't think I would be sitting here talking about music today if it weren't for first listening to this album. It's the album that made me fall in love with music, period. I mean, it wasn't just like, oh, this is kind of fun to listen to. My life changed when I heard this album, and I know so many people can relate to this. I mean, this album was like a cultural reset when it came out, okay? And this album really changed my life. I'm talking like the first time I heard it, full body chills, playing it on repeat, obsessing over it. This album was the first time I completely felt like consumed by an album and in love with an album and in love with a band. I discovered Green Day early high school was when I really fell in love with them. And funnily enough, I discovered American Idiot through the American Idiot musical. Yeah, if you didn't know, I am a theater kid. Could you tell? I actually grew up, Boulevard of Broken Dreams was my favorite song. My brother had the American Idiot CD. He had received it for Christmas back when the album first came out. And I loved the song Boulevard of Broken Dreams so much so that when we would listen to it in the car, my mom would turn down the volume every time a swear word would come on. And then she eventually bought me the Kids Bop CD that had these songs on them. Wake Me Up When September Ends and Boulevard of Broken Dreams. But Boulevard of Broken Dreams was my favorite as a child because I remember for my Student of the Month project in kindergarten, that was one of my fun facts, that was my favorite song. Like everyone else put like, my favorite color is pink. My favorite animal is a dog. I was like, no, I love this song by Green Day. So I just think that's funny. But I didn't rediscover Green Day until my freshman year of high school, I believe. And that is where my life completely changed. And my love of music just became my life. I saw a friend in the American Idiot musical. And it was incredible. And my life completely changed in that moment. I went home and I watched the Broadway Idiot documentary. And then I became obsessed. I listened to their entire discography and just fell in love. And my music taste completely evolved and grew. And I discovered all of my favorite bands through loving Green Day as well. And I can't imagine my life without discovering this album, as dramatic as that sounds, but it is the truth. Let's talk about my favorite songs on this album. My top three would have to be St. Jimmy, Homecoming, and Jesus of Suburbia, songs that really tell a story and drive home the concept album of American Idiot. I mean, Jesus of Suburbia alone is like a five-part rock opera, incredibly written song. I still listen to it today and I am just in awe of that song and the incredible writing. Same thing with Homecoming. And I think St. Jimmy is just one of my all-time favorite Green Day songs, period. I love the character of St. Jimmy. I love the concept of it. I love the concept of the song and I just love that song. I love how fast it is. It is my kind of song. I really do wish I could go back in time and hear this for the first time again. And like, no expectations, no nostalgia, just the raw feel that I had when I listened to this. So yeah, American Idiot and Green Day, a pivotal album and a pivotal band in my life, the album and the band that made me fall in love with music. Next up on my list is Milo Goes to College. And this is another one. These first two, if you've been to this podcast before, like, you know, I had to start off with these two because they just mean the world to me. I mean, hello, I have Milo Goes to College in the back of all of my episodes. This album means the world to me as much as American Idiot does, but just in a different way. I can confidently say Milo Goes to College is my favorite album of all time, without a doubt. At the point when I first discovered Milo Goes to College and Descendants, I wasn't really listening to much punk or anything in that realm. I mean, this was like heavy in my Green Day phase, so this was really all I was listening to. And once I discovered this album, my world completely changed. And through this album is how I discovered a lot more of my favorite bands. After I first listened to this, it was like full deep dive into this genre, no turning back. I remember hearing this album for the first time and just feeling that like wild rush of energy. And the songs were short, fast, and aggressive. And those are three qualities that I look for and love in punk songs. I love short and fast songs. And I think to this day, that is definitely something that has, from this album, shaped my music taste, because I'm always craving that sort of feel in new punk albums that I listen to. From this album, it was kind of like a domino effect for me, because then after listening to Descendants, I started listening to other bands like Bad Religion, Misfits, Minor Threat. Like, it just kept going and going, and I was like, okay, I love this band, I love this album, but I also want to listen to other bands too. So it was kind of like a gateway for me. And let's talk about some of my favorite songs on this album. I mean, again, it is my favorite album of all time. It's a no skips album for me. I still play it to this day. Like, I play it constantly on my runs. Maya just such a killer opener. That opening riff, oh my god, so good. That riff is so infectious, and I love the lyrics, I love the vocals. It's like the perfect blend of defiance and vulnerability, and that's what I kind of would define Descendants as. Gene Is Dead is also another one of my favorites. I love the vocals on the chorus in that one, and just how like raw and emotional they are. Also, Mad Caddies did a really good cover of that song, which I love. And I also love M16. That's another one of my favorites too. If you've never listened to Milo Goes to College start to finish, or you haven't listened to it in a while, go and listen. You will not regret it. So I could not have made this list without this album. It means the world to me. You guys know this. Next up, I am giving you a little hint if you are watching on video. Suffer by Bad Religion. Oh my god, I love this album. This is my all-time favorite Bad Religion release, I think. I have talked about No Control before on this channel and this podcast, but I love this album. Like, bold font, italics, all caps, love this album. This album defined my senior year of college. I don't know why, but I listened to this album constantly my senior year of college, and it was just the soundtrack to that moment in my life. And I think also knowing that Greg Graffin is such an academic himself, that did also kind of motivate me maybe during my last semester in college when I was just so over it. I was in my fifth year of college because I transferred, you know. If you can relate, let me know. I think what I absolutely do love about Suffer is just how tight and how well written it is. Even though it is one of Bad Religion's earliest albums and it still has that DIY sound, I mean, some of the lyrics are just incredibly written, and some of the songs are just so well structured. The harmonies are so good. Bad Religion, I've mentioned this before, but their use of harmonies is so good. I mean, they're just musicians through and through. Their oohs and their ahs, which they are definitely known for, always sound so melodic. The songs aren't just like fast, loud punk. They're more than that. They're smart. They're so well written, and they're meaningful. They have something to say, and I think that's why Bad Religion is one of my favorite bands. From the second I heard this album, I knew it was the kind of album that I wanted, the kind of punk that I wanted, the fast, raw, no frills kind of feel. And I've been like chasing that feeling ever since I first listened to this album. And I just love that whole DIY feel to it. I love that it's unpolished because to me that is real. And that's what punk of this era was. And I'm always drawn to it. Like if it sounds like it was recorded on a microwave, I am there. Some of my favorites on this album, How Much Is Enough? I love that song. Land of Competition, I think, is my personal favorite on this album. I absolutely love the story it tells. I love how catchy it is. And I think Best for You is probably another one of my favorites too. Overall, Suffer is more than just a punk album. It is a philosophical record. And that's why it is an album that I really wish I could go back in time and listen to all over again. Next up, another one of my favorite bands, one I talk about just a little bit too much. So I'm going to keep it brief because, again, if you've been here before, I'm sure you're sick of it. And that is Misfits, Walk Among Us. I know I said that Milo Goes to College was the next album after American Idiot to completely change my life and change my music taste, but the next band after Green Day to completely change my music taste and my life had to have been Misfits. But as you guys know, specifically, I love the Danzig era of Misfits. That's what I love. Like that's all I listen to. I'm going to be honest. Sorry about it. I fell in love with Danzig's vocals from like the minute I first heard them. I adore his vocals. I think they're just so cool and different and unique. And this album I just thought was so cool. I mean, I first heard it maybe when I was like 15 or 16. Honestly, I don't even know. I had to have been like 15 or 16. I was in high school. It was either sophomore or junior year. So yeah, like 15 or 16, I think. And I just remember hearing these songs for the first time. And I'm not even like a big like horror person, but I just really loved the lyrics and I thought they were cool. I just really liked them and I still love this band to this day. I mean, they're still a band that I kind of like obsess over and I love this era of their music. I think it's the best era. I mean, if you guys agree with me. Hey, I'm also still mad that this album is not on Spotify, and that's why I wish I could listen to it for the first time all over again. This album isn't on Spotify, so I do listen to it on YouTube. So go ahead. If you want to listen to it on YouTube. I'm sure there's other ways you can listen to it, but I do also have a record of this album too. But anyway, I want to keep that one super brief because I have a bunch of other episodes on Misfits. Just go listen to those because I don't want to bore you to tears with an album that I've talked about already. And also my top three songs from this album would have to be 20 Eyes, Violent World, and Astro Zombies. All right, next up is AM by Arctic Monkeys. And I know what you're thinking. This isn't punk. What are you talking about? But as a music lover, I love more than just punk. I love punk. I love rock. I love alternative. I love pop. I love everything. I love all kinds of music. Punk just happens to be my favorite. I love and appreciate all kinds of music. And I remember the first time I heard AM by Arctic Monkeys, I was like, this album is so cool. Like, I know it's not punk. I know you guys are used to me talking about punk, but this album was a cultural reset, okay? Every track on AM is a banger. Like, I mean, it's just back to back to back so good. It's just smooth. It's like moody, but it's sharp. Oh my god. This really is an album I wish I could go back and listen to all over again for the first time. Like, it really just reminds me of my Tumblr girl era. If you know, you know. If you can relate, you get me. Like, that whole aesthetic, this album was the soundtrack to that. Like, I really remember customizing my Tumblr board and having this album cover on it. I remember the first time I was listening to this album, I was doing like a deep clean of my room in high school. It was during spring break. So I was off for a week and I was like, I'm going to deep clean my room. And I decided to just listen to a bunch of new albums. And this was one of them. And I was so hooked. I remember just like being in a trance listening to it and being like, okay, I get it. I get why this album is so popular because it's great. It's incredible. The production is so clean, but it still has this kind of edge. And I love Alex Turner's vocals. I love how moody they are and almost kind of crooner-like. It's the kind of album that just really draws you in. So let's talk about some of my favorites. Snap Out of It would have to be my favorite on this album. It's so catchy. Like, it's the kind of song you first hear it and you just have it stuck in your head for weeks on end. I love One for the Road too. It's just such like a cool, mysterious kind of sounding song, which I love. I would love to see it in a movie one day. Like, I could totally see a movie scene playing out with the song in the background. And next up, we have Knee Socks, which I is one of their most popular songs for a reason, because that's an iconic song. It's another catchy one, and I love the lyrics, and I love the core. Oh my God, I love this song. I love this album. I still go back and listen to it a lot, and I listen to just like individual songs from it a lot, and I know that I'm a punk podcast, and I know this isn't punk, but this is an album that definitely branched me out from punk, and showed me that I can love so many other genres of music, and I will forever be wishing I could go back in time and listen to it all over again. Next up, we have Bleach, and this was my introduction to grunge. I'm sure so many people, their introduction to grunge was Nirvana, but for good reason. To this day, this is my all-time favorite Nirvana album. I love the grit and the edge on this album. It has that gritty edge that I just love and adore when it comes to anything that falls under the rock umbrella, and I really do love this album. There's something about this album to me that just feels different for Nirvana. Like, you can hear the chaos and the angst and the grit in it. It doesn't have that like super polished feel of Nevermind. While Nevermind is still definitely like a gritty album, you can kind of know what I mean if you have listened to both of these albums. But to me, Bleach is just like straight up like basement show feel to it, and I love it. Some of my favorite songs, Negative Creep. I love the harsh vocals. It's not the kind of song that's trying to sound like pretty, like there's no frills. It's just like raw, real, loud, in your face, unhinged. Another one of my favorite songs, Floyd the Barber. It's like weird and dark, but in the best way. Like, I remember the first time reading the lyrics to that song back in high school, and I was like taken aback, but then I loved it all over again. And School, I love it. Like, the build up to the screaming of No Recess. Love, absolutely love. I think that is just like quintessential Nirvana, that song to me. Bleach is kind of the sound of a band figuring themselves out in their early days, but I think that's what I love about it. All right, next up, let's get into ska punk, and let's talk about Destruction by Definition by Suicide Machines. This was my first ever introduction into ska punk. Suicide Machines is so underrated. It just kills me how underrated they are. Like, it's so insane. This album is pure gold. I think that so many of their albums are just like painfully underrated. I don't get it. I would love to do a whole episode on this band too. I really just think this album is so underrated. If people knew how underrated this band was, they would never shut up about it. So this is my application to be the person who will never shut up about how good this band is, because I love the Suicide Machines. I first heard New Girl. That was the first song I heard. It came up on Recommended on Spotify, and after that I was like, this is cool, I like this, I want to hear more. The high energy, the horn section, like the fast paces, that is what makes ska punk ska punk, and I love it. The second I then dove into the full album, I was instantly hooked, and then I moved on to their other albums. My other favorite by them is Steal This Record. Like, this was the sound I didn't even realize I had been missing, and it opened me up to a lot of other bands as well. Let's talk about some favorites on this album, okay? SOS, love. Hey definitely has to be my favorite. It has that perfect mix of angst and fun. I love the two different melodies that we have going on there, how it starts off super heavy. He says drop it, and then he says pick it up, and we get that fast, fun ska beat. And Break the Glass, I love that too. I think the chorus is so catchy, and that's another fun one. What I love about Destruction by Definition is it's got all like the unpredictability and the bounciness of ska, but with this tight punk energy that makes it feel kind of grounded as well. And if you've never heard this album, I'm honestly kind of jealous, because I do wish I could listen to this all over again. I adore this band. I adore this album. So that is all about my love of the Suicide Machines, but I have two more for you. So let's move on to my second to last two by Fiddlar. And I actually did a whole episode on this band not that long ago, like 2 or 3 episodes ago, I think it was. And even though I did just have this episode, I had to include this band because this album really defined high school for me just as much as American Idiot or Milo Goes to College or Walk Among Us. This was really up there with the albums that defined my high school experience. I talked about this before, but it is like high school for me in a nutshell. When I hear these songs, I am picturing 16-year-old me on the bus at 6 a.m. blasting these songs. Actually, I completely discovered this band by accident as well. It was a band that just came up, like recommended to me randomly, and I was hooked and I loved it. I think the first song I heard was probably Cheap Beer. It had to have been Cheap Beer, which isn't on this album, but after that, I listened to their self-titled album. But this album, this really defined high school for me. I would listen to it on repeat and just read along with the lyrics and just scream along to it. I loved it. This album really was a cultural reset in my life. It's just so unfiltered and honest and messy, and that's what I love about it. Let's talk about some favorite tracks. Punks, my all-time favorite Fiddler song. So good. Love the shouty vocals. Love the riff. It's actually one of the first riffs I taught myself on guitar. Bad Medicine, not to be confused with the Bon Jovi song. Another one of my favorites. I think that one is really catchy. And then there's Drone. It's the kind of song that to me is about like being stuck in the loop of life. And I really love that one. Another one of my favorites. Something that I just realized is interesting about these three favorites is that all three of them have three different singers on this album. We have Zach, Elvis, and Brandon all singing on this album, and those songs are sung by each of them. So that is very interesting. But really, this album defined me and this time in my life, and I love it. I wish I could go back and hear this for the first time on my iPhone 5 and just experience this for the first time all over again. Now, to close it up, the last album that I want to touch on is Rage Against the Machine's self-titled album. I'm gonna keep it brief because I know I've been rambling and you guys are probably like, we get it. Like, you want to hear these albums for the first time again. But funny story, I kind of want to end on this because it's actually more of like an anecdote of the first time that I heard this. The first time I heard this album, I was working as my high school job was I was a hostess at like a little like upscale bistro in like a cute little quaint town. That was my high school job, and we were required to wear dresses and like flats and like be done up and dress very like girly and feminine, and so that's how I would dress. And it was summer, so I was wearing a pink sundress. My mom would drop me off to work as I had, you know, Misfits blasting in my earbuds, but I was wearing these like pink dresses. My first paycheck comes around and there was a record store on the block. I decided to walk down in my little strappy sandals and my dress and walk over to the record store. And I walk into the record store and visually I felt very out of place, but I knew that I belonged because I just saw like punk posters and music posters hanging on the walls. They were blasting punk music and the people in there were so nice and so kind. I just loved the vibe that was going on there. I started flipping through the records and I came across Rage Against the Machine, their self-titled album. And the only song I knew was Killing in the Name. I'd heard it before. My brother loved that song. He knew how to play it on guitar. So I knew that song and I was like, I'm going to buy this album. I'm going to listen to it. I love that song. So I'm going to listen to the whole thing now. And I had just received a record player for my birthday. I only had a couple records. So this was one of the first to be added to my collection. And I remember like putting it down on the counter and the cashier kind of being like, oh, wow, like you want this album? Okay. Not expecting me to pick that. but like just based off my appearance, like in my work uniform, I guess you could say, like I just didn't look like I would want to listen to that. But you guys know I am like, you do not have to dress a certain way to listen to a type of music. You guys know I preach out all day long. I mean, look at me. If you're like me and you also love punk music, you don't have to dress punk to be punk or to love punk music. So, you know, if you want to wear a sundress and some strappy sandals and listen to Rage Against the Machine, go right ahead, be my guest. Because it sounds like me and you would probably be friends. So anyway, I want to hear from you. What is an album or albums you wish you could hear all over again for the first time? I really want to hear from you. I want to know what albums you love and that mean a lot to you. Feel free to please share with me in a comment below. All that to say as well, if you want to keep up, you can follow me at Pretty in Punk Pod on Instagram and TikTok. I post short clips there every week. And to listen to the podcast, I am available on all streaming platforms, Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. You can find me on Spotify, Apple, whatever streaming platform you use, I'm on it. So you can find me on there and YouTube as well for video podcasts. So be sure to subscribe, follow along, and I will see you in the next episode. But thank you so much for listening and watching, and I will see you next week.